Right now, let's bring in the man who's been ho-ho-hoing it and also trying to relax at the same time, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You are right, and good morning, everybody. Yep, there was a lot of, I was more out than in, from Christmas Eve right through, of course, Sunday night. But the good thing of all of this, the traveling to and from Long Island on Christmas Day, in spite of the weather, was phenomenal. No traffic at all.
Great.
None. Marshall, none.
There you go.
And I'm assuming a lot had to do with COVID.
Yeah, probably a lot has to do with COVID. But you know what? I'm getting tired of these mini little events we're having. Like last night, we got about, I want to say, maybe an eighth to a quarter of an mm-hmm. inch of snow. But then a little bit of freezing rain on top of that.
Right.
So once again, if you're any untreated surfaces like stone, wood, dirt, are very slippery. And also the roads, the crews were out. But like coming up our ramp here, even though we had it treated yesterday and stuff, it was still slippery. These are just nuisance events. Yeah, nuisance events. And I guess we got another one coming up tonight.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, any early freezing drizzle will be ending. So by 8, 9 o'clock, it's over. And the clouds will actually break to a little sun. So we'll get some defrosting in the low 40s. Now, tonight, another weak disturbance comes by with a chance of snow showers. So you can get a dusting overnight in the 25 to 30 degree range. Tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy, 35 to 40. We get a little sun. We go into the 40s. Thursday, cloudy with a little bit of rain or drizzle, mid-30s. Friday, New Year's Eve day, cloudy, mid-40s. New Year's Eve, just cloudy. And New Year's Day, Saturday, rain. And not snow and not ice, rain. Highs will be in the 40s. And some of the indications now that even though that system may move out early Sunday morning, another system may come speeding up the Appalachians and bring more rain on Sunday. Not snow, rain. And the reason why we're not seeing anything cold and anything really wintry is because of the jet stream. It's locked up. It goes from Southern California, cuts across the Great Lakes to Northern New England. All the cold air is west of it. All the mild air is east of it. And since it's close by, we get the dribs and drabs, like you just said, nuisance precipitation. This is pretty much what I thought would be a pattern that would break down from time to time as we go into the new year, January and February. And that's why I said to you, Marshall, I think you're going to have to wait till late February, March, to get into a real wintry pattern. So let's see whether or not I'm right or wrong. But so far, I'm looking at the maps that I had drawn and compare them with what I see now, and it seems to be in sync. So we'll see what happens there. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was fine. Like I said, we had that. We did have on Christmas morning, it was kind of icy around here.
Yeah.
So I worked remotely from home. That's the first time I didn't come in on a Christmas. But if it was a dangerous storm, I would have gone in. But it was more dangerous for me than the rest of the general public. So discretion is the better part of valor. So I stayed in and worked remotely from home. But it was nice. The funny thing that happened was that one of the presents I got was I'm always asking, where are my keys? Where are my keys? Well, I received one of those things that you put on your keychain and you can push a button and it beeps.
Right.
So I went to find it and I couldn't find it. And I had thrown it away with the paper that was so thank thank goodness I managed to find it. But that's a problem, you know.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple little gadgets, but mostly clothes and, you know, and cologne and stuff like that. So it was really, all of that was just fine. Also, I got a game called, let me see if I can remember, Mystery at the Dive Bar. It's a board game. Supposedly the newest game around, and it's making a big hit. And it's supposed to be a lot of fun. And my family gave it to me because they thought it would be a great game for me to play up at the cabin for those Saturday nights where there's nothing to do.
All right.
So we'll see. So we'll bring it up. But I have, and I don't believe you're going to have an answer, But folks, I'm going to ask this Marshall anyhow. I have a computer question for you, and I wish you would have the answer, but I don't think so. Back in the days when Mike Merrin was working for us, and you remember Mike Merrin.
Yes.
He was also fabulous.
Didn't he become a police officer?
No. That was Mike Solomon.
That's Mike Solomon. Okay, but
Mike Merrin went on to go into coding, and he's working for a very big hospital system right now, and he's doing computer coding. Right. And he coded for us a couple of programs, and he put them on, and I'm going to read it to you because you'll know immediately what it is. The site is metroweatherforms.heroku.app.com. And we would click on that, put in the password, and then a bunch of things would come up that he coded. And we could click on whatever we wanted. For instance, tides. We click on the tides, and the whole tide table would come up. Well, now, every time you click on an item, it says, data is currently offline. Please try again in a few minutes. This has been going on since Christmas Day. So I reached out to Mike. I have not gotten a response. I asked Mike Anthony Martella, and he said, usually that's got to do with the server. He said, I don't know the password. He said, so I can't do anything. So he reached out to Mike Merrin, and no response yet either. Do you know any way around this?
No, you need the password. You definitely need the password. You know, it's the Christmas holiday season. Mike will probably be very hard to get it. Get touch. I'm sure he'll get back in touch with you and give you a password and stuff like that to get in there. It's either that or your contract with the server ran out, that individual server, and you might have to pay more money.
Wouldn't I get some sort of an email on that?
Not if you didn't set it up. Let's say Mike set it up. He would get the email. He would get the email.
Okay.
Normally the person that sets it up gets the email.
Gets the email. Okay.
Now, I could be wrong about that. But it might be something as simple as that. But if not, he'll definitely get a hold of you. You know that.
I'm hoping. I haven't heard from him in quite some time. So I'm hoping. I'm hoping he will because we really need the data. And right now we're doing it manual, and it's taking hours.
Hours and hours. I was going to say, things like that are not something that you want to do.
No.
Not with your time.
It's tedious. It's boring. It's not forecasting, you know?
Yeah.
So that is my dilemma, and I was trying all weekend long, and I was just hoping that, you know, it would just pop right back in, but right now it has not.
No, nothing like that pops back in. You got to fix it.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to use the old password.
The old passwords.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, aside from that, and we'll get away from that. Aside from that, everything else is very quiet. I mean, this is just like you said, nuisance precipitation. And what kills me about the fact that it's such a nuisance, the timing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell people, look for the drizzle, between 7 and 9 a.m. Look for the snow showers between midnight and 2 a.m. I mean, it's just so insignificant, the whole bit. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching, and that's it. But at least you know one thing. There's nothing big coming our way.
That's good news. That is good news.
So now,
there's a movie you have to watch on Netflix. It's a dark comedy, but it really is. It's funny. It parallels today's media. It parallels today's politics. It's called Don't Look Up.
Oh, yes. What you would call it? My nephew told me about it Christmas Day, and he said, make sure you watch it. Don't Look Up. He said it just parallels today. So thank you.
It is a great movie. It is satire to the nth degree, and it's got an incredible cast. I mean, an incredible cast, and it symbolizes politics, media, and people today. It is very, very good. It's very dark humor. Because the world does end, Pat, you'll enjoy it. And okay. I want to know, where have I been for the past seven seasons? The 100. This show I finally started watching.
Yeah.
I'm now on season the end of season number 2. This is the last year it's going to be on. This is a great science fiction show. Unbelievable.
Really?
The 100. It really is it's gory. It's got some blood and guts in it and stuff, but it's a terrific show. I don't know how I missed this when it first came out six years ago. Great. Just
okay.
And it's going to wrap itself. This is the last season it's going to be on the air. So I'm trying to catch up so I can get into the last season.
Interestingly enough, there was a Christmas Carol by FX. If you went to FX, Modern Day Christmas Carol, You may find it interesting. Also very dark.
We love dark things. All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon.